What up, it's the homie Mez. Y'all tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. Got two of the longtime homies in the building, LG and D.
What's up, y'all? What's going on, man? How you doing?
Long time, right? How long we been rocking?
Forever, since like 2006.
Was it that long? I think it was before that. Yeah, it was before that.
That's when I knew you was coming to my apartment,
my first apartment. Right. You was cheating when we was playing Monopoly and putting money in your hat and stuff like that. Be careful what you say.
Yeah. I was cheating and
right,
playing,
playing the Monopoly.
Yeah, the Monopoly game. Right. But D, I know you before that.
Yeah, at least 2004.
Right.
Oh,
early. Right when we came.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We should always be all, at all before. The parties and stuff. How y'all been?
Good.
Yeah?
Good. Out here.
Anything cool? You on your no drink, right, Al?
Yeah, for the next 12 days.
And you hanging strong. Like, this is Mez Drinks and Chill. You might be one.
Right, with no drink.
Might only been like two or three people who ever been on the show and didn't drink.
This is crazy. This is my first time ever being on a show and not drinking.
It's the first time we've been together and not drink.
She's the friend that always makes you drink.
Always.
Yeah, I'm still like, y'all drink up. Like,
oh, yeah, we drinking now.
Yeah, I'm still going to make you drink.
And Dean used to hate drinking tequila.
She was fake. She was drinking it.
Excuse me. It was Henny all day.
Yeah, she definitely was a Henny drinker.
Apostrophe, she was taking them shots at 1800. And she would say, I don't do this. Yeah. I throw it back. I don't do this.
It was a bunch of lime juice or something. It really was mixed.
It was lime juice and tequila.
So then we went to Tulum. And then she had a specialty drink and shit, like a spicy margarita. And I was like, look at you.
A what margarita?
A spicy margarita.
Okay, yeah.
That was it.
Jalapeno margarita. Yeah.
You know what it is, too? Like, I used to drink Henny all the time. And then when I went to tequila, everybody was on Henny. Every time I go,
Like, now I can't even drink Henny. Like,
yo, if you, when I drink Henny,
but it's like,
I have the worst hangover ever.
Yes, yes.
Henny is strong.
I think it's too with age. Like, I'm a little older.
The bounce bag is different. Pause. Yeah.
At this point, the bounce bag, it don't really matter what you're drinking. The bounce bag, you just have to mentally,
which is a lot of water.
I need 2 to 3 business days to recover.
Man.
Big facts.
Before the next day I wake up, I'll be able to just eat something, take some Tylenol, some Excedrin, I'll be good. Now, it don't matter what I do.
Are you taking goody powders?
No, I can't do goody powders no more.
Oh, that's what you're missing out.
Yeah, my man always say the same thing.
Yes.
That, I ain't gonna lie. She put me onto those.
It did take one before you start and take them after. Once you're about to go to bed, then you take one.
Yeah.
I'm sure this is not safe.
Nah, this cannot be safe. It's not good for that stomach lining.
But at the drugstore, they have the goodies that have that says goody hangover.
Oh, yeah. See, we got the Alka-Seltzer ones. They look like the same Alka, but they're for hangovers.
Because they know. Is
that the liquid IV stuff? Or no,
that's a different thing. Oh, okay. I take that.
I tried that. That didn't work. That made me sick.
Really?
Oh, it made. That did not work for me.
Ooh.
Matter of fact, my birthday, I tried a liquid IV because remember I got so drunk the night before.
Oh, yeah.
So just somebody tried to sabotage me.
Yeah, you got set up.
And
somebody set you up.
I was still throwing up.
Now, going LG, you got the parties that you throw, right? Or like, what? You got a Facebook group or something? The sex group?
It's not a sex group. It's just called Sex in the Queen City. It was so many years ago, 9 years ago, because I was starting a blog then called Sex in the Queen City. And it was supposed to be, you know, just us talking about the good, the bad, and all the in-between on sex, dating, and relationships. But it just turned into a lot of single, attractive people shooting shots and us having parties. And we had a good time. Now, 9 years later, we're all mature.
I never attended any of the, I was about to call them a sex party. I'm just joking.
There were never sex parties.
There was no R. Kelly mass and nothing, right?
Yes, there had babies and came out of this.
Yeah. Some relationships. I think we got like one holding on.
I jumped in that group and I saw my sisters in there. I was like, I'm out of here.
Gotta go.
Bye-bye.
I couldn't do it, man. We was having a discussion the other day, right? Somebody asked me, if you caught your parents cheating, like one of them cheating on the other, right? Would you tell the other parent?
Wow, that's deep. That's deep.
Does it depend? I would
give the parent, you got 24 hours.
Right.
You got 24 hours.
At this age, you're asking, like right now, present life.
Yeah.
Man, and I'm already their parent. Like, don't even involve me. Just,
yeah, for sure. I would definitely tell them.
Every time you bang on it, it's picking up.
Oh, my bad.
I would definitely be like, look, I'm giving you this amount of time.
Really?
To own up to it. I can't. Yeah.
Hours. Does it depend on your parent? Don't put me in that position.
No, but my situation is a little different.
No, No, it doesn't. They're gonna get equal treatment. 24 hours.
Because I don't want to be in it. Take me out of it. I'm
like,
tired of being in it.
I'm like, why? I gotta know, man.
Don't put me in that.
I think I would stay out of it at this age.
But you can't because what if the parent found out that you knew?
I'd be like, man, I'm protecting everybody's peace. And then, like, I really don't think one would leave the other at this point.
Oh, see,
all it's gonna do is shake up the house. So I'll just be like, man.
Would you feel that way if it was your mom?
If it was my mom, I'd be so hurt, man.
Right, because I feel like you were talking about it from a sense of a man. Yes. Like,
exactly. Yeah. Happens, but, yeah. Like, if my mom was doing it, I'd be like, damn, mom, like.
What's Stella?
What's wrong with you? Like,
not what's wrong with you. All the
woman I've admired all my life. That my whole life. Doing?
What's wrong with you?
I won't be able to, like, come on. I don't even want to think about that. Like, but my pops, I'd be like.
See, no.
See,
That is double standard.
I agree.
Yeah, no. At this age. Leave me out of it. Just leave me out. I'm like, I don't take me out the group chat. I don't want to be involved. I don't want to know. Handle that.
Like, I'm trying to manage my life. Now I got this going on.
Now I
got to
worry about you too? No.
Right. Mm-mm. Now, what if you had to pick between your parents walking in on you having sex, or would you rather walk in on them having sex? Oh.
Well, I'm single, so.
Oh, don't start this. Hypothetical. If you were not
single. So right now,
I'm single.
It don't
even matter. You could be single and have sex.
Right. Hello. No, I'm saying, what I'm saying is, I'd rather them not see me, just, you know, some random. So if I walked in on them, that's a married couple. That's how I came into the world. Man, I'd be like, and I'd walk out. It'd just be like,
No, you know what? I would rather walk.
I don't want them to, my dad seeing me.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, see, that's why
I would choose rather see my parents.
Like, what if I was on my knees or something and my dad walks in? Like, I'm his baby. No. Yeah.
See, I guess it changes depending on
the single woman. He's looking at me now like I'm a heat.
I wouldn't feel as bad. I mean, I wouldn't feel as strong about it if it was my mother versus my father seeing me. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. I would definitely rather them walking on me. No. For sure, 1,000%.
But I think because you don't want to see a mother like that.
Never. If I walked in and my mom was throwing it back, I'm out of here. I never want to talk there again.
You came into
the world. Meanwhile, she's like, your sisters
came into the world.
That's the first and last time I saw it. I'm good on that.
Right.
All right, so if y'all were in a dating relationship, right, for the first time y'all dating somebody, would you ever rather date an insecure man or a broke man?
Broke, absolutely.
Because you can always be broke.
Exactly. we could strategize and get you some money and all that. Insecure, that is something internal. I can't fix that for you.
Yeah. Nah,
and I can't, like, myself as a woman that's done event planning, I have a lot of male friends. I know a lot of people. Yeah. I'm an extroverted person. I know a lot of people, so I need a secure man. I don't need anyone that's insecure. My male friendships of the type of work that I do or... No.
It sounds crazy saying broke, but yeah.
Yeah, because you could change that.
You could always change the situation.
You can go to work.
Because you got money today and be broke tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you could meet somebody with money, but then they could go broke.
And just because you're broke don't mean you're not looking to get it.
Right, if you're smart, you can fix that.
Yeah, because sometimes it just be a situation you're in right now.
Exactly.
It could be some disaster. Anything can happen. Insecurities.
Yeah, because that's internal. That's like something you have to really work on.
You think it's able to be fixed?
I think there are insecurities that you can fix, but I think overall, I don't know. It depends on where that insecurity came from.
But I think it's also the person. They have to fix themselves. The insecurity is really with them. It's nothing to do with you.
Yeah, you can't
fix
it.
So it's like them really having to address what's up with them and what's making them feel that way.
Right. That's a good point.
So would the person be willing to look inside and do the work?
I got homies that are insecure, and I just be like, bro, like, why do you
it's
live
so
like
unattractive.
This? I mean, it's just like, and then a lot of times it really be about nothing. Like, bro, that girl
in their own head. But that's again what I'm saying. It's within them, whatever they have going on.
Right.
Where they feel inadequate in their own life.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, and I think the word insecure, that sometimes people throw it around to cover up the bullshit that they're doing also. Mm-hmm. So sometimes.
Yep.
Yeah. But I guess, I would probably rather date a broke girl than an insecure one.
I mean, men don't really care about. Do men really care about the financial? I mean, some.
I mean,
but
you can't be a bum. I'm not dating no broke girl. Like, I'm not doing that. Like, you can't be no bum.
But do you feel that way now because of your age? Let's say back in your 20s,
broke and bum aren't the same.
Yeah, broke and bum. Yeah, like,
you know what I mean? Like, right.
Like to me,
because a bum means like you really have no ambition. True. You don't care. You just like.
I had talked to a guy who said he was a step up from a bum the year prior.
I do remember that.
What does that mean? What?
He was like, yo, last year, I was a step up from a bum. He was like, I was living with this girl on her couch. And I was just hearing him say that I was a step up from a bum. You even allowed your grown self to be a bum.
But what happened to you? And we even got to get in detail because somebody might hear that and be like,
"Damn, that's
they know who that is." But
I ain't said no names.
Nah, no, but if you say that, like, so to me, like, people go through hard times. So yep. To me,
I think he got comfortable where he was at. Oh, see, that's, and the girl was kind of like, "All right, after the time has come." He was like, "Oh, I thought we was good."
But I also think it's how he presented it. Like, I'm not calling myself a bum. I don't care how hard things get. I'm never gonna be like, "Yeah, I was ever a bum." No, like, yeah, I had some hard times, or, you know.
Do you think it's because you've never been a bum?
No, a bum is crazy. That sounds crazy.
A bum
crazy.
Is crazy.
That's crazy.
Like, a bum? I don't think I've ever been a bum.
A bum? Like, nah.
Like, what does that? What would that even mean for me? What would that look like? I don't know.
It's a thing to be broke, right? Like, yeah. I'm broke. I've been broke got before, it.
Shit. Right.
Yeah, broke, it just means you live in check to check and you can't afford something it. That's...
Yes. Yeah. But a bum... That's what it means to me.
That's a mindset. Right. I feel like it's a mindset.
And the fact he acknowledged himself as that.
Right. That was what turned me off. Because I asked people before, you're being too picky. You're being too. I do remember that. I'm like, but the mindset, it's all about the mindset. Why would you even think of yourself as a bum? I don't care if you're on hard times. I've been on hard times before, but I ain't never been a bum.
No, nah. Bum. There's some fly bums out there, too, though. Like, you won't even know.
Disguising. Of course. Sure.
Of course.
You won't even know just by talking to them. Like, damn, nigga. Anyway. Yeah. What if, like, say you have two homies, right?
Right.
And one of them is going to lend the other, like, let's say LG, you about to lend money to some other girl named, let's say, Brittany, right? Okay. And you, D, you know Brittany don't pay no money back. Mm-hmm. But y'all all
friends.
Would you tell LG, like, yo, she don't be paying money back? So
I would.
Really?
I would. Yeah. I would. Because if I'm all their friend, I'm trying to avoid the disaster before it happened. Because I know she's not going to give me the money back.
But then she's going to be like, why would you tell her?
Yeah. Okay. So why you don't pay money back? I got to really call you out. Because you can't be mad at me because your truth. That's your truth. You don't pay the money back. Did I tell a lie?
Right. No, you ain't.
I didn't tell no lie. I'm saying, no, you probably shouldn't do that because this is a history. You can do what you want to do with it, but this is a history. But I already know that. You're going to lend that money out, and then it's going to be a problem because you're not going to get paid, and I'm the mutual friend, so I'm still going to be in the middle regardless.
So you're basically picking the lesser...
Of the two, if you want to look at it that way.
If the friendship is going to break, you'd rather it break off of keeping it real.
Honest,
you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's how you feel.
How you be mad at me on the fact? You don't pay it back.
That happens all the time.
That is true.
Motherfuckers be mad about the truth.
Look in the mirror.
Yeah.
I can't help you. Look in the mirror.
All the time.
See... I think women and men are different. Like, I just mind my business.
That is men.
Yeah,
that is
men
true.
Be like, I ain't got
they really be like,
women, we got a whole dilemma. We're walking around like, should
stressed
I tell
out.
Her?
Yep.
Nah. Oh my God.
We in chats with other people like, yo, what should I do? Meanwhile, men just like no. Yo, that's their problem.
Do none of that.
See?
Yeah. Like, because I look at it like, nigga, why are you giving out money that you can't afford to lose?
Like, but see, I can understand that, but I can't. At the same time, a friend could be in dire need. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I need this amount of money or I'm going to get evicted. I have that amount of money right now to give.
Yeah,
I'm not going to give you, let's say the number is $3,000. $3,000 and just be like, all right, it's just a gift. No, I have it because I can give it to you and I don't want you to get evicted. But I do expect my $3,000 back. Now, $50 or something like that.
No, that's I'm talking about like, let's go with $1,500.
No. Once we start hitting the thousands, yeah. Once we start hitting above like 500, like
no, for me it's not even that. No, even if it was lower, because I'm a principal person. Like, nah, I wouldn't do you like that.
Right. So don't me say no. Yeah, you're good.
No, don't decide for me. You're not gonna pay me.
So would you tell her like, yo, don't say nothing to her? But
that's a good question.
LG, what would you do?
I just feel like there's so much in this situation talking behind backs, like. One's like, don't tell no one I needed to borrow the money from you. I need to borrow it. So then the friend tells her, don't tell her.
Oh, yeah.
She told me, but what should I do? Now you're like, damn, I need to talk to her and tell her, why are you asking people to borrow people money and you don't pay it back? But then it's going to look like, well, she told me. That's one of those, maybe I should turn my
I don't know,
head,
though, because I do feel like, I feel like maybe 10 years ago, I would feel like that. Now, just because of where
facts,
I am in life,
right.
It's just like,
but still, people,
I'm not lying for nobody. I ain't got time to be lying for nobody.
And you fine with just losing a friendship?
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't want,
you
don't
shouldn't
put me
lose
in a position,
friendship
right.
over that. You should, and then if we do, then maybe
the
we really
world,
weren't real friends.
That's
right,
the perfect world,
you
right.
couldn't, you
right.
know, handle a little.
But you're cool
little.
With losing it if it does come to that?
Why are we ending a friendship over that? That's dumb.
That's true. But let's say that's what happens.
Right, what happens? I would have to be fine because that's my conscience. I didn't speak no lies.
You can sleep at night.
It is. Yeah. Like,
I'm sure I probably have a last, like, hey, well, I'm just reaching out again. I'm sorry that you feel,
She definitely would do that.
You know, if this ends our friendship, you know, at least we had some good times. I get a little dramatic in there. At least we had some good times together. But, you know, I never intended to hurt you, but I just feel like blah, say blah, probably some long shit like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Guys don't ever go through none of that.
No, ever. Y'all
don't. Because we really be thinking about scenarios and like, well, this happened out. And how are we going to say this? Or, all right, well, if this person say that, okay, well, it's always like a strategy.
I be playing A and B, C, D, E, F, G in my head, like going crazy. Like it's a lot.
Now, if, say, like how y'all two are friends, if she starts beefing with a girl, is that your beef too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her, this one.
Yeah, this one. Yeah.
Oh, just because.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So yeah. She's not supposed to be cool with her if she sees it, no speaking.
I mean, it depends on what we're not that type of petty where it's like, okay, we're not friends, don't talk to her. No, we're not that because there are situations where there might be people who don't like me and they'll speak to her or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But if it's because it's some disrespect,
some real, like,
and it was some, like, you being disrespectful, no, I don't have nothing to say to you.
Because usually I'm ready to, like,
I know.
A few buck regardless.
Yeah, you know.
Because we've had situations.
Yeah.
We've had some situations.
Where was we at?
Right. Everywhere? So many places. Right.
Everywhere?
Yeah, everywhere.
Excuse me, I've matured.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
Back in the day. She's a mother
Back in
now.
My day.
Yeah. I remember one time back, you put up this clip of you, like, boxing.
Yeah, that was actually 10 years.
You know what's crazy? That was 10 years ago.
No, really? It was
June. Almost 10 years ago.
It was with an actual boxing trainer.
It was with Era.
Yeah. Oh, was it with Era?
Uh huh.
Oh yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yo, I watched that video like 10 times in a row. Like, is this really her?
You know what's crazy? That's the night I met my husband because we was at Apostrophe.
Really?
And you was showing all your African friends the video.
No way.
And they was all like, yo, this is crazy. Yes.
Yo, because I was in complete shock. Like, I knew her this whole time and didn't know she could knock me out. Like, I was like, hold on. You was just going to knock me out one day and not tell me? Like,
never.
Nah, I know. I'm fucking with you. But I didn't know that's when y'all met.
Yes. We met that night.
There's so many people who met at my parties.
We met at Apostrophe.
I got a lot of friends who met from my parties and like married and all that today.
10 years ago.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yep.
Wow.
Good old Apostrophe, man. Good time.
Yeah, we used to have a ball in there. Like, we'd be in that corner
that
getting
small
drunk.
Small little place. Listen, we would be so
every
lit.
Friday.
Every Friday. Something.
We'd be like, yo, we ain't going out this week. We ain't going out. We're not going out.
We keep going out.
We mean in chat. Be like,
we'd be bored.
It'd be like 12:30.
Yep.
Be like, well, what y'all doing? What y'all doing?
Because I send a group chat to everybody. Lauren's like, oh, we're not coming out today.
I'm like, no, you would text. You'd be like, yo, where y'all at? Right. I'd be like, we chilling. You'd be like, bring your asses. Yep. Stop playing. I'd be like.
And then Lauren come to group chat. Well.
Yo, we ain't doing it. Everyone's like, all right, I'm already showered. I'm going to just throw something
on. Throw something on.
1 a.m., that shit would be jammed.
Yeah, that's when we get there.
Yeah. And people,
right.
And
you just last like, hour. Shots.
Which is crazy because it's literally like an hour.
Yeah.
That we would be there and cram all of that in.
Then you see some other people we know that's going to give us some drinks and shit. Yeah. And it's like.
Them nights used to be lit.
Yo, that was a time.
We was there for
2.5 years. A time.
That was really a time.
Yeah.
Every time I drive by there, I'd be so mad. Like,
irritated.
I'd be irked.
That,
like,
that place looks so different now.
It looks so different.
It's an Irish pub or something like that.
I don't know.
I think it is.
I don't know what it is.
It's like an Irish
bar. We used to park right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. That
now
was
that's
street.
Where Stir is and all of that.
Oh, yeah. That's where all of that is.
Yeah. I don't really. I go to the same spots nowadays.
I don't go nowhere.
Yeah.
I go nowhere.
Every now and then, y'all will pop up at what you call it, to hookah hot spot when it was open.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, hookah hot spot will go up. Yeah. I remember that one I went to. It was Ferb's birthday. I was in a section right next to you. Like, everybody in the world was there that night.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Of course, Tess, all the homies pull up.
Yeah.
All the throwback homies, the new homies. I'm looking around. People, I seen people in, like, long coats and shit. Then I seen people in sweatsuits. It was just like,
we was partying. All walks of life used to be in
there. Yeah.
Because it was just a good vibe in there.
The DJ would be lit.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
See how double A, we went up in here. I got some other questions in here too. Let me see. You want to pick them out, or you want to read them, or you want me to go through them?
Don't matter.
Let me see.
Oh, I got a good one. Actually,
go ahead, read it.
If a friend's phone accidentally called you, would you listen to the conversation that they were talking about you?
Ooh.
Damn.
Talking about me? The Virgo in me, absolutely.
Yeah.
I have to know everything you're saying because I need my receipts. I need the details. I'm over here taking notes.
That's so horrible.
Yeah. Notes.
I'm doing it all because when I confront you, I need to have my facts lined up. Like,
yeah.
I'm
you
definitely
taking notes at that point. Yeah. You like,
yeah, I'm gonna be like, okay. I might hit that little record.
Yeah, definitely gonna listen.
Yeah,
really? Yeah. Yo, you know, they got apps where you can record the conversation. Like, if you're on the phone, it'll record the whole conversation.
Wait, you can do that?
Yes.
I've always wondered if you could.
It's an app where you can, like, if you call me right now, it's always on. I can just press record and record the whole conversation.
Damn.
See, that's scary.
Now it's really going to have to be seeing that's people in person. Because nowadays, I don't even want to text and anything that can be screenshotted.
That too.
I don't be like, if we're cool and we're talking, I'd just rather see you in person if we go and, you know, talk some tea. Yeah. But, yeah, because anything that can be screenshotted,
Or even delete it, because now you could delete texts and stuff like that, like unsend messages. It was kind of make it seem one-sided or things working in your favor.
Well, just text the Android from an iPhone and you can't delete nothing.
That's it. I got your Android users.
Which one of y'all got Android?
You already know. Don't do
iPhone.
When that shit popped up green in our group chat, I was like,
I know. You say it every time. You say it every time. You've been saying this for years. 4 years.
LG, like smile emojis. I'm like, what?
Yeah. 4 years you've been saying this. And it's
she loves Droid.
Why? Are you like one of the only, it's probably like three people I know who got Android.
Are you serious? Yeah. One of my homeboys, he's like 32. And so, of course, I'm older. My friends were older. He was like, old heads always got an Android.
Yeah, not old heads. It's
my cousin Lee, my man from work, Kevin, he got an Android, a Galaxy. Oh. And
which one?
24.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But see, I have a Pixel 8, so this phone is like crazy. Yeah. So.
Now he be on top of it.
Boys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's either the S24, the Google Pixel, or the iPhone. If I'm going to choose a phone, it's never going to be the iPhone. So, and the Google Pixel, it's a Google phone, so it just does everything.
We was out eating one day. He literally zoomed in on a picture like that. Shit was like far from us, like 10 tables down. He zoomed in. It was perfect.
I will say that. Them cameras
the camera. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. I have iPhones for cameras.
Yeah, the cameras do.
Because y'all, everybody talk about an Android till it's time to take a picture. Lauren, get your phone. Oh, I thought so.
But it don't look the same Droid, when you post.
I think like 2013. That was the worst decision of
my life. Really?
That one y'all was like,
she's
can't
just
wait
really
to go
bad
back
with
to,
phones, first of all. Whatever. And so switching from iPhone to Android when you're really not a tech person.
Ooh, that's the shade.
And you know, Android is more Android is more complicated than iPhone. So
I was getting pop-ups. I didn't like that. I'm on the internet. Why am I getting pop-ups? Oh, like, yeah. What?
Oh,
pop-ups?
No.
Yeah. Yes. I was like, absolutely.
And
not.
Y'all phones be easier to get the
hacked and stuff. Yeah.
And what's them shits called? I mean, the viruses like on this?
Yeah. I mean, I think we're talking about the early days because that doesn't occur anymore.
Oh, really?
That doesn't occur anymore.
It was about 10, 11 years ago.
Right. Like, technology has
and
changed.
I was like, absolutely not.
Yo, we used to go up at your house parties.
Oh, the townhouse is like
the house parties.
Like nobody is seeing me when it comes to the townhouse.
Bring back the house party,
man.
You had one recently. What was that for?
I mean, that's a Christmas party.
Christmas party.
Oh yeah, that'd be a Christmas sweater, right?
Yeah.
What a time to be alive,
man. it felt like a reunion, though.
It did.
It was. I knew they were going to be so happy when you walked in. I didn't tell anyone you were coming, and they were awesome. The whole crew was here.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't. They didn't know.
No, we knew he was coming.
Oh, really?
Well, I didn't even know you were coming because I forgot that you don't go on Facebook. So I'm like, damn, Mez never saw the invitation. So I text you, and you was like, bet. But people say that.
Yeah, I was like, oh yeah, if you invite me, I'm gonna pull up. And then what happened was I didn't have an ugly sweater. I went somewhere else. Yeah. It was something else I was at. And then I was like, damn, I still got to go through there, but I don't have a sweater. Yeah. He was like, just come. I was like, I bet.
At that point, just come on.
I was the only one without a sweater.
No,
I think.
You weren't.
Nah?
No, there was a couple people. Like Javier didn't have Lauren didn't wear a sweater on. She had it with her.
Oh,
but it was hot with them sweaters.
It's big and hot in here real quick.
Yeah, so once black folks start drinking and talking loud, it gets
hot. What was the name of the, when y'all was on campus back in the day?
Who?
That wasn't on campus, but when y'all was at UNC Charlotte.
My apartment they used to come to? Oh, in Thornberry, on Mallard Creek.
No, before that.
I was just in U-Walk.
U-Walk?
U-Walk,
across the street from campus?
Oh, yeah.
U-Walk.
We used to turn up in there.
U-Walk.
You came to my birthday party?
Me and C used to come through there? Me and Carlton?
Carlton.
But I wasn't at U-Walk.
Where was
long.
You at? It was you, Charlay.
Oh, so no, you're thinking of, you're talking about U-Village or something like that.
I can't remember the name.
It wasn't
U-Village. It was something. I know you
It was U Village, but it's something else now. Yeah. It was Charlotte, Adrian, and Lauren.
Yes.
I would just be. I was at Dornberry, but I would be there. Yeah, we would be over there, man.
Oh, you didn't live there?
No,
she didn't live there.
You know I lived at Dornberry. You would come to my apartment.
That's crazy.
We would be back and forth between their house and my apartment.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You're right. You're right. I'm bugging. Yeah. Damn, that was a minute ago.
That must have been like after graduating. I was in Virginia.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You wasn't there then?
Mm-mm. I moved after graduating. I moved to Virginia for 3 years.
Okay, I was about to say, hold on. I was in Virginia.
Came back to what, 11?
I came back, yeah. 11.
That's crazy. Man, we used to get, we used to bring beer, liquor,
see?
Drink all night, play cards. Like,
yeah, and you would cheat.
Yeah,
I would cheat.
All cards, the time. But nobody would know. Like, but
and
then
one
just
day
started.
I like took his head off or something. I was like,
oh you
God.
Was really cheating.
I was cheating, yeah.
And he didn't even deny it. He was like,
yeah, that's me, yeah.
He was like, I did.
Carlton be sitting here just looking at me like, what, you really winning like this? I'm like, yeah. Like, and she finally caught on. She was like, hold on, man.
Yeah.
What was the game we used to play? It was a card game where you bullshit. That's what it was.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We was playing bullshit, drinking beers. Wow.
Oh, drinking beer. The same beer you were just talking about.
Baby, I was 20.
We drank liquor too.
I was 20 though, so it might be a bottle of Bacardi or if they would bring some beer. If we didn't have liquor, and the only thing was open was the gas station, they would bring beer. And we weren't drinking wine then, so.
Oh, wine. I wasn't wine
yet.
One time you had a house party and it was Aristocrat. At the party, remember? Death. Then I throw it in the trash or something.
Because I was trying to put it in the punch. And he was like, "Why do you have this?"
Yeah, I was
trying
so
to remake
mad.
An Alpha Punch.
You took the whole bottle and put it.
I put it right in the trash.
Aristocrat.
Yeah, because I was
making a punch, but that was back then. Like now, my punches have real liquor. You know, now I can afford to put a better liquor in there.
Because I came Aristocrat. A big bottle of something. Was it? What was we drinking back then? Was it Grey Goose?
Ciroc.
No, it couldn't have been Ciroc. Daisy, you weren't drinking Aristocrat then.
I had brought the Aristocrat just for the punch.
Oh, okay,
it wasn't
okay.
for us to like drink. Right. It was just for the punch.
Yeah. I was like,
because Red Berry.
That's why punches been giving you a headache, hangovers.
Yeah,
Aristocrat.
Oh. I mean, that was then.
Death.
My punches now have better liquor.
Yeah, y'all had a bunch of tequila in here the other night.
Oh, when I had that, the party.
The party.
I think we went through 16 bottles of tequila that I counted.
Crazy.
That's a lot. 16 bottles because it was what? How many? 20 people here?
It felt like more than that.
I said no more than 30.
Yeah. It was a lot of people when I walked in. I was like, what the?
It's because they all came in. Everyone kind of came in at the same time. So I was going down to meet someone at the door and everyone was on the elevator. They saw, like, I bumped into them. I was like, oh, hey, y'all. Because the door wasn't working.
You came and got me. Somebody came and got me from downstairs.
I remember. I came and got you.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got any other questions over there?
No, you ask one.
All right. Why punish attempted murder with less than murder? The fuck?
Wait,
why punish? If you attempt to kill someone, you get a lesser charge than someone that kills someone.
Through?
So why would... I mean, that actually is a valid question. If you intended to kill me, you just missed.
Right. Intention was still there. Why?
Right.
I mean, but did you die, though?
<You're right. laughs>
Did you die? Hold up. Yeah, I got to say that. Did you die, though? I got to stand firm on that. I believe that. You didn't die.
But that's only because I ducked.
I mean,
that's
technicality.
That's actually a good.
Argument. If I didn't duck, I would have died.
I mean, but you ain't die.
True.
So,
sorry. You can't really charge him for murder.
Can't charge, nah.
All that sounds fly until it's you on the stand.
Yeah.
Like,
and that's close to home. That's like, nah, you ain't
die. The intention of cheating versus cheating. Is it the same? You went to a hotel to cheat on your spouse.
Right.
But y'all discovered there were no condoms, so you said, you know what, I'm just going to go home. You were going to do it, but y'all were inconvenienced, so you went home. If the condoms were there, you would have had sex, but the intention was there.
You don't get props for being a respectful cheater.
So it's the same.
It's the same,
right?
I get what you're saying, however.
But I think it's situational.
Yeah. Yeah, nah.
But damn, when you put it that way,
Yeah, nah, I can't.
What if you are laying on the couch with your significant other, right, and then your phone goes off, right? Mm-hmm. Your phone goes off, and they're like, oh, shit, I did not mean to send you that. Give me your phone so I could delete that out your phone.
Who?
The significant other?
The significant other said that to you. You and your significant other are laying on the couch. Your phone rings, like, bing, you got a text message, and he's like,
nah, let me see your phone real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, he accidentally sent you something?
Yeah, like, don't open that.
Nope. So what is it?
Like, I'm going to find out.
Why?
Cause I no.
What if it's a gift? What if it's something that he
didn't?
Oh man!
It depends what my gut told me. Cause my gut never lies. So in that moment, it really had to be a situation where like, what I'm feeling like.
Yeah.
If my gut's like, nah, you need to open that.
What if he's like, he's being calm and chill? No, seriously, like, don't.
Because that's usually how, but that's usually what they try to do. Be right. Calm and chill so it don't seem like nothing's going on.
But if it's something there, I'm going to snatch your phone and throw it out the window.
Like, I'm Matlock, so I'm like, I need to know.
You're going
to
want to know?
Yeah, at that point, I'm looking like, if I just let it go, in my head, I'm like, I'm dumb. I'm always going to want to know. No, I'm just dumb. When shit hits the fan, I'd be like, I knew that. I should have looked.
Right.
But then if I overreact and it's nothing, and it's a gift he wanted to get me, something that I really wanted that I had no idea he was getting, then I'm going to feel bad.
Yeah.
That is hard.
Like, what if me, single me, it was him trying to propose, and he was taking he had a picture of a ring and wanted to send it to my mother to ask her.
All is dramatic.
Does this work?
Right. All is what if.
Then I see it, and now I'm going to be wondering, now when you going to propose? Yeah. Okay, that's how you were.
Don't start with me. I ain't nosy. I'm very inquisitive.
Really?
Yes. I need to know the details, what's going on.
I wonder if that's
why he threw you off with the proposal. I was so happy.
Might be the Uber Eats calling.
Oh.
I just thought of him like,
what? Oh, the time, it is 9:46.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, we back. We have to take a little break. D had to eat a little something because we drinking.
I ain't want to be hangry.
Nah, we back at it though. Uber Eats dude playing around and shit.
Man, the disrespect.
Yeah, he actually left your food just sitting out there.
On the ground.
That's crazy.
Right next to the bench.
That's crazy. Like, not even on the bench.
Nope.
It's all good. Yo, do y'all feel guilty whenever y'all have, like, when y'all experience, like, great pleasure?
I mean, no, but where's that great pleasure coming
from? That's too broad.
That, you know? Too
broad.
Like, you have, all right, so maybe, let me put it this way. Like, yeah, to me, sometimes if things start going right, over and over and over?
Yes.
Do y'all ever feel like, damn, it's only a matter of time something going
to
go wrong?
Oh, yeah. My anxiety set up. The shoe's going to drop all the time, and I have to stop that. Like, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is it because you feel like it's just inevitable, or is it like some shit that you feel like you don't deserve it? Like, what do you think it is?
I be trying to anticipate the disappointment and control it. That sounds crazy, but yeah, I be trying to, all right, if I know that something else or something bad might happen, I'm already prepared for it. Mm-hmm. So... But, like, that's dumb.
Mm-hmm. How you feel?
I agree. It's that same thing. It's always thinking, like, nah, so this is too... I'm on a good run. Like, something ain't...
I hate that feeling.
Yeah, like, when it's coming. Right. Yeah, that same thing. But you shouldn't, because in reality...
What? Like, yeah.
Why would something go wrong, right?
Right. But it's like, isn't that life? Like, I hate that shit. Yeah. Like, things
we're
that start
adults
going right
now, and we understand how life goes, and everything isn't always just... roses. Yeah. So that's it. When you're a kid, everything's gonna go, I mean, pretty much gonna go your way if you know.
As soon as you start stacking a little bread, that check engine light come
baby,
on.
Baby, let me tell you. Let me tell you, I just had to get 4 new tires and an alignment. And I was like, damn, every time I get a little check,
I'm not turning around.
That's how it be.
The car be like, the car start coughing. Oh.
Well, it's a meme that say, don't be too happy or your car might hear you or something.
Yes, yeah. I posted it. The wheel was just bent on the other day. I had to get that fixed. Like, tires, they tried to sell me a new wheel. They were like, can't be repaired. It's going to be $550 for a new wheel.
For a new wheel?
I went to this wheel repair place. The welder fixed it. Yeah. Boom, $215. Like,
they take advantage of women at them.
They do, and I'm a person of convenience. I'm a person that it has to happen. I'm just going to go ahead and pay it. I don't feel like going doing all of this. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go.
Right.
But
like, if somebody tell me you drive to another spot in 2 days and get it done for $200 cheaper, I don't think I'd stop and wait. I'd be like, man, just do it, bro. Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, mm-hmm. I got things to do. Yeah.
Because the odds of me really setting that next two days. Going and doing all that, it's probably not going to happen. And then I'm going to wish I did it.
Yes.
But yeah, I don't. I hate that feeling, though.
That's how it be.
Is it a choice or an obligation to help somebody in need?
Depends on that person. My parents, to me, it's an obligation and a choice, an honor and a duty.
Mm,
a random person,
yeah.
A friend is a choice. Depending on the relationship, could be an obligation, but for the most part, my parents' obligation. My niece and nephews, their obligation. I'm part of the village, it's obligation.
D?
That's hard because I agree, but at the same token, everything you do is a choice.
That's true.
Right? Yeah, you
true.
Know what I mean? It's still a choice.
Right, right, right.
But you do feel obligated to do certain things depending on who the person is. But you still have the choice to be like, well,
I don't have to.
Right, I don't really have to do that. But like you said, depending on the person, it is, you do feel like you're making the choice to do it because you feel like, well, I am obligated at the same time. You know what I mean? It's kind of hard to say.
Are y'all obligated to help your kids?
Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. I feel like I'm obligated to help my kids and my, well, I only got a son, but and my parents.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's not even a thought.
Well, yeah. Right.
Yeah, right.
So it is an obligation.
So it's a choice. But I mean, you can choose. Right.
You can still choose, like, well, I don't feel, but.
But how your moral compass is.
Yeah, exactly.
It is an obligation. It just is.
Yes. You know, I also look at, like, anybody who's ever helped me when I needed it, I feel like it's my obligation to do that thing.
Right.
How do y'all spend somebody, though, if y'all don't want to help them? Spend by spend, I mean, people who don't understand, it's like, get out of it.
How you get out of it.
Yeah.
I haven't really had anyone come to me for help that I wouldn't want to, or at least try to help them.
Yeah.
That's true. I don't think I've had that. I've never had someone. I'm like, I don't really.
Do y'all help people move?
No.
She said that quick.
Move. Like, move. Let me tell you something. Moving, divorcing, marrying, those are all major life, like.
Yeah.
Things moving for the week, like
I'm not moving. I don't help people move, and I don't ask people to help me move. No, I don't. Don't ask me. I'm not.
Really?
My dad has come down and moved with me almost every single time.
Yeah.
But I get professional movers. I don't have time. First of all, professional movers are insured. So if something happens to my stuff, it's covered. Of course, homeowners and renters insurance does cover that as well. But why use my insurance when you fucked up my shit? So I can use yours. A random person, you're not going to repay me for this that you broke. You're going to say, oh, my bad, girl.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do. And I'm going to sit and I'm going to watch the movers bring stuff in. Like when I moved here, so my stuff was in storage. I'm trying to, you know, get the time down. So I'm moving stuff from storage. But once we got here in that long walk from the elevator, had, first of all, because, you know, the trucks can't come in the garage. So they're out on the side. Oh. So they have to walk in through the garage and go. Yeah, I was in here like, you can put that in that room right there.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm acting like I'm doing stuff. Because you can't do that
to a cousin or nothing.
All right,
cousin
exactly.
Be like, motherfucker, come out here.
Get your ass up. Right. Yeah. I mean, I would help somebody move, but I have never had to.
What I'm helping somebody move for? Like, are they, if they were like, their house caught on fire.
Like something happened.
And they were in a shelter and in a situation like that. Then yes, I'm so happy, girl. You're getting on your feet. You got a new place. I'm going to help you.
I help somebody move, but I want to do it for myself. Like, I'll pay for convenience.
I'd rather pay. I'm always a convenience
person.
Like, I'm not cutting grass. I'm not doing none of that.
I'm a convenience person.
Yeah, like, why I gotta stress when I can wait to have it done?
Exactly. Make my life easy. If I don't have to get up off this fucking couch.
America. You got choices. We do.
This is coming from people, though, who was born up north. So sometimes the mindset is different.
That is true.
Coming down here, they will call you lazy.
Not for sure.
You're like, yeah.
That is true.
Like, let's, in a prior relationship, he was a Southern country guy. And I was like, you know, we get married. I'm definitely going to have a cleaning lady. Like, he was like, no, that's not how my mom and grandmother did it. Like, what I want to clean for on my day off?
Shit, even my parents. Like, when I tell them I pay to cut, it's like, you're paying. Why you don't get out there and cut the grass yourself? I'm like, why not?
I could be doing a lot of other
I've
things
with
my time.
I've even offered my pops, like, I'll pay to get you, because he'll go out there and he's like, but I'm bored. Like, I'm going to just sit here and do it. I'm like, I mean, if that's what you want to do, but, or I could just pay
me
for
on
it.
Me, on the other hand.
Yeah.
Right, like shoot.
My mom would get out there sometimes and cut grass because she'd just be bored in the house.
Well, you know, older people is different. They find things to do slower. They know.
Mm-hmm. At what point does money stop making people happier? And have you reached that level yet?
I don't think I
definitely haven't reached,
I haven't reached that either.
I think once you're like wealthy, not just rich, just wealthy, like a Jay-Z, a Puff Daddy. All this money you have doesn't mean anything right now. What you're going through, you're still going to have, you're always going to have money at this point. Yeah. So like money is just natural for you, your kids, their kids, their kids, their kids. You're always going to have money. So you have to be on that level. I haven't hit that level yet. I would be cool to find out what those problems are like. Let me touch that money. Let me see.
What's rich? Let me let you answer
money,
that first.
More problems.
Yeah. True. Every time I make more money, it's always something.
Right. Always. People, you know, because
more bills.
More hands.
The bills get bigger.
Yeah.
Right. And responsibilities become bigger.
Yeah.
So what about you? Like,
I definitely haven't reached that. Please find me money. Come. I'm here. I'm waiting. But no, I think when it stopped making you happy is when, again, more responsibility. So the genuine connections you had are no longer genuine because people are really just looking at you for the money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's no longer just about, yo, I really fuck with her. I like hang out with her. I like, you know, whatever, versus what can she do for me?
Right.
I need this. I need that. So now you're feeling all the burden of everybody.
Right.
I don't want the money no more. Take it because I don't want to deal with it.
Right.
To me, like, I look at it to where I just want free time. I don't even care. Yes. If I can make what I'm making now and just have the free time, I'm fine. Because that's what I want in life. I just want free time.
Right, that's what I was saying. I don't do what I want. I don't have that thirst to take over the world like I did when I was 21. I just want to be comfortable making good money and being able to travel, spend time with my friends and family.
Facts.
And that's kind of what it's about. Yeah. Like being able to enjoy the people that you love and doing what you want to do.
That's it. I just want free time.
Free time. Right.
That's it. To get up and be like, I'm going to do whatever the
do what you
I want
to
do today.
Yes. Yeah.
If I wanted to leave the country, if I want to go leave the state.
Yep.
If I just want to sit around and do nothing for 4 or 5 days,
yeah,
I want my money to work for me. That's it, basically.
Yep. Yep.
Let me see. What else do I got here?
I got one.
What?
Are you more likely to be guilty of gluttony, lust, rage, jealousy, sloth, greed, or pride?
Pride for me.
Read that again.
The seven deadly sins.
Oh, seven. Not gluttony.
Yeah. Lust, rage, jealousy, sloth, greed, or pride?
Mine would probably be pride. Actually. And I'm trying to kill that though.
Pride. Mine like is
ego,
pride.
Ego and pride is the same thing to you, and I'm trying to kill that because a lot of times that's what, especially with men, like men, that be their downfall. Mm-hmm. It's your pride.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mine is pride because I don't like to ask for help.
Oh, that's one. I hate asking for help.
Yeah,
and my thing is, like, people I hate asking for it.
Yeah.
It's not even if I ask you for it, when I finally muster up the courage to ask you for it, and you say no or you can't do it.
Yeah.
Or you act like it's a burden or
yeah, no. That's what. Yeah, it's definitely pride for me.
Right.
For sure.
I don't know. I don't know, though. I mean, I'm a prideful person, but it's not.
It's not the top. Because I'm not a greedy person. I'm not. I don't really deal with rage. I don't like.
My rage has calmed down.
Yeah. But my thing is, once I do rage, I rage.
Rage. Like, yeah, no coming back.
There's no coming back.
Mm-hmm. Should I like but to that's eat? Like
to eat.
I don't know. I mean, maybe pride, but I don't really feel like I'm too prideful.
Sure, pride.
I don't know, maybe.
That's literally my downfall, my pride.
Yeah. What else? Pick out another one.
Oh.
These are good questions. I fuck with this.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. Better than throwing the fish back.
One. Let me find a good one.
Let me see. I got some over here, too.
Oh, wait, though. I have one.
Oh, what?
What would you do if you discovered your best friend had been robbing banks? If I told you,
no, where the money?
Where is the money?
Why you ain't break me off?
I'd be like, no, I gotta talk to you. Like, what happened? I'd be like, I hit up Wells Fargo and Tryon, Bank of America and Ballantyne, and First U.S. Bank, and I got $50,000 from each.
Ooh,
this is a touchy subject.
I
plead the fifth.
Oof. Yeah, I don't know. I stay out of that. Actually,
how you stay out of it? I want you in it. I told you.
If you tell me, I'll be like, keep that to yourself. I don't even think I would.
But
like
I already told you. I went to New York. Gay, no, I'm English.
But you don't even operate like that because now it's gonna be on your mind.
Now, so what is it asking? True. Is it saying like, what would you do? Or what?
Yeah,
would
what
say?
Would you do?
That ain't got nothing to do with me. I don't want no parts of that money either.
At the plead. This is a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
That's a conflict of interest.
What you mean?
My profession. That's all a conflict of interest. I can't answer that question.
Oh, you're a banker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you can't do that. All right, so what if there's a reward for like $100,000 to turn that person in? Would you?
No, I mean, that's easy. That's easy. I'm still on the first part. I still didn't even answer the first question. What would I do? I'd be like, please don't tell me anything else, please.
Yeah, I wouldn't want. Would you want any of the money if they try to be like, 20 racks?
Well, how many? Once you start washing it and, you know, it's cycling through different places now, you living good. Like, you know, you done flipped it. You got to trust
me. And it probably depends how they told me. Like, if they sent it through a text message, I don't want no parts
of
it.
Oh, absolutely not. Because you violated it. You knew better than that.
I'm taking the whole shit.
Right.
What?
Like, what?
I don't. Nah. You got the wrong number.
Yeah, right. Even if we know each other, like, nah, you bugging.
You got the
like,
wrong number.
Keep me out of that.
Why don't you text me?
Like, you so funny.
You got the wrong number.
Yeah, I'd be like, man, you always joking. Like, I'm acting like, I thought
you
was
a wild
joking.
Boy.
Yeah, like, what?
And then immediately, as soon as I say that, I'm taking this, whatever out, I'm just breaking the whole fucking phone. Like, I'm going to AT&T and getting a new number.
Which vice of a friend or family member would you choose to get rid of?
None of them. Like, let's not upset.
Advice?
No, advice, yeah. Like,
smoking and drinking? No.
I don't know. It depends. Advice?
I'm trying to. What else is advice other than smoking and drinking?
I don't know. That.
if maybe, maybe if a friend was a sex addict or something like that.
Yeah. That's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, like anything. Well,
you know what? Gambling. Gambling would be mine because I got friends that I'd be like, yo, no more gambling. Because I got friends who gamble and I'd be like, bro, you're losing a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah, that one probably, because I ain't, if you a sex addict, I don't really know about this. But you gambling and I'm looking at you like a crackhead.
Like, that can affect your livelihood.
You're like your livelihood and...
And then you may want to borrow money from me. And then we got, you know,
not really involved in it. And I already know you don't pay people back. And now I'm going to have to go tell our mutual friend.
Right. Yeah, it definitely would be that. If you could sell a famous friend's secrets to the tabloids for money, would you?
A famous friend?
Yeah.
No. Hell no.
Nah.
Where's your loyalty? Come on. Absolutely not.
There's some shit I just can't, like.
That's corny.
I can't do it. Like money,
like, would you like me to tell? I'd be like, you know, no publicity is bad publicity. You know, I can break us off. It's like,
oh, yeah, where's your loyalty?
Nah, I just couldn't do it.
I wouldn't do that.
Yeah, like there's some shit that it ain't no amount of money that could do certain shit for me,
right?
Yeah,
because I'll toss and turn. Like, there's just some shit
that means you would tell anything. Yeah, that means you can be bought.
I can't even trust you, right?
You can be bought,
right?
Do you believe that people could keep secrets?
Yes,
yeah,
really?
I know some real secrets here, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I think there always might be a person they'll tell.
Nope.
So then there's not.
I always assume if I tell somebody stuff, they're going to tell their best friend or their husband or their boyfriend while they pillow talking. I always assume there's going to be one person.
Me too.
So if it's something that there has been, if there's something like I killed somebody or something, I never have.
Yeah.
That's just something I can't tell.
Right.
No. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. I could see that. But there are secrets I know about people that no one knows.
Yeah.
I mean, there's stuff about people, that no one knows. But that's probably because the person that I know about would be the person I probably would tell.
Can you fight?
Let me tell you about you.
Can you have a physical fight with a friend and be cool with them again?
You say what?
Can you have a physical fight with somebody and be cool with them again?
It depends on the nature of the relationship, I guess. I'm not a physical fighter type of person. So that would be really, 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 really.
Come to the mic.
Oh, that would be really personal. That would hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's hard. Because I don't. See, hard. Because if I'm fighting you, I'm.
Really? So guys fight
all
the time.
I'm trying to take you out.
guys
we fight. So
that is true. Each other.
That's true.
And then be good. Like y'all calm down and then y'all.
Especially if we drunk or something like that. It's plenty of friends that I fought.
I don't know.
No, girls are cattier than men, so we couldn't fight because we're
and
drunk.
There's too many feelings involved.
It's emotional. Oh God.
Right. Like the majority of most of y'all will get to is like screaming and cursing each other.
Right. But physically fighting. Yeah.
Like we out there punching and pulling hair and kicking and.
Somebody trying to stomp your face and
then we back friends. Because I'm trying to take you out.
Yeah.
So it ain't no like.
Yeah, I guess it depends how bad the fight is.
Yeah, the fight is.
Yeah.
Like if you try to pull out a weapon or something.
Yeah.
I mean, putting your hands on me all the time. Sorry. You making a lot of faces over there.
I remember something.
Flashbacks.
She thinking about somebody she beat
up. I remember my friend, my really good friend. Yeah. But we were drunk. We were drunk. And I was mad about a situation that happened where I felt she was being disrespected.
Right.
By a person. And I didn't like that. And she took up for the person. And I remember I did slap.
And y'all still cool?
Of course. That's my girl.
Oh.
That's my girl. Yeah.
It's a couple questions that I've been asking people on this season, right? So I want to run it by y'all. Let's say y'all do something do walkthroughs in a club, right? And y'all charge $10,000 to walk through a club, right?
Right.
$10,000 is your price, right? Mm-hmm. So if I hit you and I be like, yo, I got a booking for you for 10 racks. Come to the club so-and-so. Mm-hmm. You're like, cool. You do the walkthrough and then you see the person give me 100 racks for your walkthrough and I give you 10. How would you feel about that?
I mean, when it comes to business, you got to take your feelings out of it. Like, if you're going to have an issue with that, you need to talk about those things beforehand. So a smart business person would understand that if those questions weren't asked and things weren't handled.
When you say you, who is you? Who was the person that's actually...
That's what a lot of people use.
Right, it depends on who that person is that's actually doing the book. You know what I mean? Because if it's like my man's and them, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and you over here getting
what if it's LG?
That would,
I have a problem.
That wouldn't be true. Because now we're not being transparent. Right. She'd be like, okay, you're holding something. You're,
right. It's big.
Like, if I'm managing her, she'd be like, you.
Right.
Yeah. What if it was me? Same way.
You failed to tell me something. You failed to be transparent about the business.
Right. If you're just somebody who is solely...
What if I just came and asked you, like, yo, how much would you charge me to walk through here? And you tell me 10 racks. Mm-hmm.
Like, I got to think about my level of celebrity. Like, am I worth more?
See, I can see. Like, that's one of them that I'm like, damn, like, I guess it really depends who it is.
Right. It does.
Yeah, I guess it would. Like, if it was just a manager, like, and it's just a strictly business relationship, then like, I can't really say anything. Right. I mean,
because you failed to really, like, you undervalued yourself, actually. Or you didn't, you know what I mean? Or you didn't do your due diligence. Like,
now, what if you're the person who's getting the 100 racks to book somebody for 10? Would you give that person the 10 that they're asking for? Or would you be like, well, I'm getting 100. Let me throw you some more?
I mean, if you're my friend, I'm a want to.
I think I think it depends again. She said,
"I'm gonna want to." That's
if you're my friend, you're my friend or family. I will. Right. Yes.
Well, wanting to and doing something is two different things.
I'm saying though, if it's just a business relationship, I might not want to. I might be like, "This is what we accepted. These are the terms. Yeah.
These are terms of our agreement."
Right.
Right.
So there's a gray area.
It depends on the relationship, like who the person is.
Right.
For sure.
Yeah, I think the same way. But even if I don't really know, well, yeah, fuck them. If I'm,
if it's business, you know what I mean? Like, it's. I'm hired to do a job. Like, that's it.
Yeah. But like, I know people who, they do that to the homies. I know people like that.
See, that's...
And they don't give a fuck. Like, they're like, nigga, if that's your price, that's your price. You told me that's what you wanted. What you care what I'm getting?
If I negotiated a better deal.
Right. You playing yourself. But I'm not like that type of
See, that's person. Corny like, to me. Because, I mean, you're not corny. My man's in it. Because otherwise, you'd be like, yo, we could get a better rate. If you know what I mean? Like,
but there's some people
it should be the betterment of both of us versus just you. I don't care about what you got.
Now, would you split it 50-50?
No.
Really?
50-50. It depends on what the person that's doing the walkthrough.
Let's say it's y'all two. One's getting, like, one's the manager, or one's the person booking it, and one's the person doing a walkthrough.
I mean, actually, I would look up, first of all, I would talk to people that in management. Yes, I would look up what's, like, a fair percentage. I would get advice about that. I mean, that's stuff you got to really know your business when you get down to it. Yeah. Friends or not, because that's how relationships can end when... Yep. If everything is written down, there's a contract. Mm-hmm. Don't just be doing stuff off of good faith.
Mm-hmm. I feel you. Bitch, I guess it depends on the person. Mm-hmm. But yeah, if it's my peoples, I'm be like, yo, listen, man. Motherfuckers giving 100 racks, bro. We're going to split this down the middle.
Right.
But is this a one-time thing or is this I'm always your manager, you're always... Because are we always expecting to do 50-50? Because I don't feel like that's...
Because your manager only gets 30%. Or whatever you negotiate, go 10 to 30.
I'll say 30 is actually
a lot. 30 is a lot. So 10% usually, but it can go from 10 to 30 depending on how much business I'm bringing you in.
Right. You can't expect to get the same as the art. You know what I mean? The actual person that is worth the money.
Asked people, like, what if you found out beforehand that the person's getting 100 and but they're giving you 10? Would you say, no, I'm not doing it? Because I've had people, I've run that too, and they're like, I'd say, fuck the money. I'm not, you're not getting 90 and giving me 10. So I'm not doing it.
So nobody's getting paid.
Yeah, that's a different level of petty.
But I also see principle too.
Yeah.
Like, nah, you're not going to eat off of me and you really dogging me out. Like, you're not really my man's like that again. That's not to go back to sometimes the principles stand higher.
So you just dead the whole thing?
Yeah, the 10, I'll
get that. If you found out ahead of time?
If I'm a celebrity too? Yeah, I'll get that somewhere else. I'm good. You ain't getting nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's one of the things where I understand all sides of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You can understand both points.
It's so weird. It just depends... Which shoes you wearing?
Yeah,
but yeah, I think I'm definitely splitting it down the middle with the people, with the homies. But if I don't really know you like that, and it's another one I asked everybody: if God came down right now and told you we out to heaven right now, but you got to leave everything behind, we going to heaven right now for sure. Would you leave right now?
Well, I'd go to heaven at a later time.
Sorry,
no, no. Sorry. Like unless the only option was if you don't.
No,
when you die, you'll go to hell. Then I'm going to heaven.
No, because again, heaven is still a question mark. Like, I don't know still exactly what is there. And I'm leaving, like, my babies, my, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know exactly, if I know
I can get there at another time, I'm going to choose.
Yeah, it's still the same possibility. Oh, yeah. You can either go to heaven or hell later.
Oh, yeah, no.
I got more things to do.
Really? You going to risk it?
Yes,
it's no risk.
What you mean is no risk?
What's the risk? If you can go later.
Hell, nigga, what you mean?
But if you can go later, like,
but
it may,
still
you
a
may
risk.
Not be guaranteed you won't get it later.
That's
you may
risk.
Be doing something more sinning later. Yeah. You ain't getting it later.
I mean, you repent.
You're saying you would roll the dice on You
it's not rolling the dice.
It is, because you may not get all those opportunities.
So in my head, I've accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And so I repent every night. So
what if you don't make it to that night?
It's not a
right. You ain't make it that night. Right. This happened at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I have an ongoing repent in me. Like in
it
me.
It lives within you.
I'm repenting.
While you're sinning, you're like, right. Jesus, I mean it. What do you mean?
No, it's just God know my heart.
Oh, now God know your
every
heart.
Every sinner loves right. that line.
Jesus yeah. knows.
I said right. that to be funny because people be
no,
saying.
No, I know.
But, yeah, no, yeah. sorry. Yeah. I can't leave my baby.
I got a question for you married people.
Oh, you ain't got to do that.
Is it ever okay to snoop through your spouse's belongings?
What's belongings? Yeah. Like a phone?
Like a phone?
Stuff that belongs to them.
Nah, I'm not into that.
Yeah, snoop. That's a fine line.
Yeah.
Because they always say, you know, you go searching,
when you dig, you find it.
It's going to be something that's going to make you mad. And it don't even have to be them doing something, but it could be, what if you know it's a dude at their job or something that keeps hitting on them? And she could just also dead it, like, no, nigga, no, no. Mm-hmm. And then you go to a work function. Now when I see this nigga, I'm going to want to slap him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna choke the nigga out, especially after a few shots of tequila. Yeah. And she's like, "You having a good time, babe?" Like, nope.
But nope. I also feel like, again, it goes back to the conversation before we was having about intuitions, not for men, but women. Like, yeah. We really do. Like, it is a real. I swear by it.
Yeah,
it
I think so thing. Because like, I'd be ignoring it, and then when shit hits the fan, I'd be like, "Damn, like, why did
you
I
have all
my...
the signs?"
But men are really
okay.
Oblivious.
But it's never really okay. Like, that's really the question.
Yeah, no, 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 it's not, it's never cool. Okay.
No.
Like, that type of shit, like, no. You're always going to find
something. Something that you're not right.
Right.
Like, you might just look in the group chat.
Right.
That's what it should be at, too.
That's
right. But even fifth. That, like, it might not even be something you see, like, your significant other doing. It could be your significant other's friend cheating on their spouse.
Yes.
And you'd be like.
Or anything, things like, that was not for your eyes or your ears because it's nothing to do with you, but now you feel a way about this next person. That,
right.
That you should mind your business.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep. I'd rather not know anything that's going on in that phone. you just better not let me find out nothing. But even then, it's like, it'd be a lot of times it'd be the other people's shit that you find out about. And you're like, oh, shit. That's why I'm like, just stay away from that phone.
I've never gone through a phone in my life.
I've definitely done that back in the day.
I've had a phone in my hand, ready to go through it. And I was like, I can't. Because I'm not ready to feel any. I knew something was bad. I'm not ready to feel that.
That's the best way to lose weight.
Hell yeah!
You dropped 30 pounds,
baby. That hurt. That got out of a relationship type of pain is like a
man.
You just be sad. A song would trigger an emotion.
Everything.
A breeze. She'd be like, springtime. Yep. We was outside.
And then it seemed like you talk to somebody like, "How you been?" You're like, "Man, we're doing great." Like, man, fuck y'all. Like, about your relationship.
That's when you just get fine. You just get in the gym.
But you don't even be in the mood to kick it with somebody. Like, if you go through a real heartbreak, man, I don't
take a little, because you compare everything at that point. Now you're comparing. Yep. You're
right.
Yep.
Yeah, it takes a minute. That's a, like, really
but y'all bounce back faster than we do.
Y'all be scarred from like kindergarten. Y'all be like, I remember when I was 5. I brought this girl a rose from the park outside, and then she threw it in the trash. I ain't bought a bitch flowers since.
Right.
Holding on to mad grudges.
Mad grudges.
What? Never buying flowers again.
In second grade.
Right. Like, grow up. I mean, we bounce back because I think we still be wanting love. Like, I mean.
And y'all check out while y'all in a relationship. So y'all through your heartache while y'all in a relationship.
Big
and then y'all finally start to feel better, and then y'all break up.
Yep.
When y'all start to bounce back and get in y'all bag, and then y'all might find somebody else who's making y'all feel good, and you're like, oh, I'm out of here. And then we'd be sitting there like, what? Well, I thought everything was good.
Right. I tried to tell you.
Tried to warn you.
That's when we start doing what we're supposed to do. We're like, baby, I bought you flowers.
Yeah, it's a little too
like,
late.
Fuck them flowers.
Right, like, y'all watch BMF? You Charles was doing the drama. Yeah, yeah. Oh,
no, he's doing everything.
Falling apart.
He's
painting
the walls for you. I'm going out with the doctor. Because when a rich nigga wants you.
It's over.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Them flowers still be on the counter when you get back. Like, you ain't put them in a vase? Like, fuck them flowers. Right.
Basically.
What else you got in there?
Have you ever parked in a handicapped spot without a permit?
Oh, without? Man. No.
I did. And I bought, this is crazy.
Every time I go to the gas station, every time I go to the QT around the corner.
Nah, this is, we was in DC, right? So I'm trying to, me and my homies are going to a Chipotle, but there's no parking. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like in a lot. It's a small lot. We're trying to find parking. So I didn't realize, like, this is back in the day, of course. So there's the handicap spot, and then there's, like, the white lines next to it. Mm-hmm. It's like, but I'm like, man, we're going to go in there and get our food. So I'm backing into the white lines. And there's a lady who's sitting on the outside. She's like, hey, you can't park there. I'm like, don't worry about what I'm going to do. Yeah. Meanwhile, my homie's like, nigga, she's in the wheelchair. It's her van.
That's
I'm
how
like,
she gets, that's how you get
I home. Know. He's like, yo. And she's like, I'm not trying. And so we walking up. She's like, I'm in the wheelchair. Like, we can't. I'm like, oh, fuck. I felt like an idiot.
Horrible. Like
I didn't know what the white lines were back then, though.
I remember I parked in one of them veteran spots at Harris Teeter, and some man tried to ask me, What I was in the military. Sir, get out of my face.
Right.
Yeah, that's out
of pocket. Like, I'm ROTC. ROTC. That's what I am.
That's out of pocket.
What branch are you? Like, shut up, sir. Mind your business.
I felt terrible, yo, when I was because I was like brushing the lady off, like, man, mind your business. Like, we in and out. Yeah. She's like, I'm literally, my homie's like, yo, she's in the wheelchair, bro. It might be her spot. I was like, is this your spot? She was like, yes. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah.
I hate moments like that.
Damn.
Because they live with you. Like,
right. Damn. You think about that, like, damn, I'm not even that type of person. Right.
That's what teach you not to just, like, go with your emotions.
Yeah.
Or, like, just to think. Well, one time, we go inside this damn, I probably spoke about this in a podcast a while back, but we go in the gas station, and this girl, like, it's on the one on Brookshire. She's taking our, cashing us out or whatever. Mm-hmm. I thought she was pregnant. So I'm like, oh, congratulations on it. She's like, I'm not pregnant. O looked at me, and when I say he ran out the store laughing, like, I'm like, I'm so.
Unless you know, just never. I did. Like, unless it's like.
But I know that, but sometimes, honestly, if you I've saw seen girl, someone that literally.
My mom has done it.
Really and pregnant. She's a woman. Like, a lot, yeah. Not just like a loose baby, look like a firm baby. Like,
that's why. Exactly.
So that's why I really. I didn't say it, but then I realized that the person was
I
not.
I wait for them I to felt, rub it. When Mom, they do it like a rub, I know they pregnant. Pregnant now, women always you, rubbing it.
If you would have seen this girl's stomach, you would have, like, it's like she said, firm. Like, it's this. I know girls who got stomach that that's
right, it's a little good. See, I
yeah,
know,
that's
right.
Regular. This girl,
it was like a.
I would have bet money
around.
Like yeah, and it was firm. I'm looking at. I'm like, oh yo, show congratulations, show. She's like,
you trying to be a nice guy?
Yeah, she's like, I was like, oh, she's like, I just eat good. I was like, all right, cool, right. Like,
got it.
I was like, from that day on. I don't care if you having the baby. You got to be having the baby. You can be like, oh, congratulations, you're pregnant. Like, you're going to have to say something. Because, you know, sometimes girls will try to give you the hint, like, rub their belly. I'm like, I don't give a. I'm not going to say nothing.
You get a belly rub.
Measure at the baby shower. You got to say it now.
You can say it now. Cool. I'll ask around, like, is she pregnant? You better tell me.
I didn't know if this was, like, a little house party or not. Oh, it's a baby shower. Right. All right. Oh, I got one.
All right.
If you had inside information about a company, would you use it to make money?
1,000%. 1,000%. But it also depends how do I get the information though. Is it something that can bounce back and like get me caught up?
Right. That's why I'll be thinking.
That's why my severance package, I can't say shit. Damn, they got this shit tight.
Yeah. I'ma say no. Again, just because of the profession I'm in, I just know like the risk and the
right.
Yeah, because like you go to federal for that, right? That's the kind of stuff that you're stewarding inside.
I mean,
well, that was insider trading.
Easy. I mean, yeah, that's white collar crime.
I'd rather capture federal.
Yeah, I'm like that's white collar. That's easy.
I mean, now someone gonna hire you when you come out. They gonna be like, you smart.
Yeah,
you a smart motherfucker. Come on this team.
You might not need to get hired.
Literally,
when you come
right? Out. For real, because those people be like masterminds and smart. They just did something illegal.
Yo, when y'all get a text message, do y'all read it in their voice or your voice?
Their voice.
Yo, somebody asked me that recently, and I never, like, everybody says their voice.
Their voice.
You read it in your voice, so when I text
you. How can
you
read it in your voice?
You're reading it in your voice.
Yeah, like.
I always say Mez with a bunch of Z's, because I'm like, Mez.
Right. I never say the Z's. I just like, Mez is what I see.
Yo, Mez. Bye.
I'm never going to look at my shit and be like, Mez.
But you're hearing me say it like, Mez.
No, clearly.
I'm not.
He does.
Wow, you're just in your head, Mez.
Yeah.
With a lot of exclamation points. It.
The same way I would read a book or if I see a sign somewhere.
So your wife sends you a text. So, hey, baby, I'm thinking about you. I'm laying here right now. She's saying something sexy. You're not reading that in your voice.
I mean, I'm just reading it. Like, I don't even think I even think about whose voice it is.
Oh, man.
I just read it.
Mez you a writer. Like,
because how does that work? Because to me, that's how, when you are talking via text,
I mean, I can read
how,
tone.
Right, and that's how certain like disagreements, because you're reading it how that person would be saying it.
Right.
I'm reading these messages how, so that's what that, that's what he meant. That's how she's trying to say, you know what I mean? Because I'm reading it in their voice.
Not me. That's, I just read it.
I feel like that's like a talent, because how do you not read it in the other person's voice?
Like, when she told me, I'm like, what the fuck? And everybody asks, like, well, especially how women. Women say that they do that. Most dudes be like, nah, just read it. Nigga, what you mean?
Like, you just read it like the person would say it.
No, I just read it. Like, how do you, so like, what about so when serious. You read, like, if you shopping at Walmart and you're looking for posters and you read a poster, how do you read
not
that?
The same. That's different. That's not someone talking to me. That's advertisements.
And right. That, so that right there, that's how I read everything.
Yo, that's how.
So you don't read it like they're talking to you.
No.
That's crazy.
Like, that's like a certain talent. How can you?
That's like serial killerness.
Right. It's like a detachment.
Yeah. Right. Like,
yeah, it is. Oh, I deal with a lot of detachment. Like,
I be sitting here with all the Z's and exclamation mark.
Mess. Nothing. He don't hear like
but when I see that, I'm like, it's Lauren like saying mess, like, and that's just exciting.
But not hearing it like how you're saying it right now.
Nah.
Oh, that's crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Like, so stop on exclamation points here when I'm wasting your time.
I'm saying be yourself, but I don't read it in that. Mess. Like, that's how I see it.
Are you there? Mess. Right. Knock, knock. It's me.
Right.
Wow, but, that's crazy. Yeah. Like, even like when I read books, I guess I assign a voice.
Yes.
There becomes a voice.
Yes.
So if I read, a lot of black fiction, so yeah. I assign a voice.
Yes.
What's like, the voice?
No, it's it just depends. It depends on how the story how is. It depends on how the character is.
Coming off. You formed in your mind how that character sounds.
Right, because they might be like, he was tall and dark skinned and he had a deep voice.
Think
and
about
now
Idris
I'm just,
and like,
boom, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds crazy to me. Because when I read that part, I'm supposed to make up a deep baritone voice, nigga.
I mean,
yeah, that's the point of the book.
Because like when they're talking, when there's dialogue.
But see, in my head, like, you know how they say the book is better than the movie?
Yes.
It's because everybody is interpreting that for who they think.
It's a voice that I've made up in my
but it's
head.
Never
but
the
it's
voice.
A person. It has to be a person because there's dialogue, and I'm looking. I'm reading this book, and I'm immersing myself into it. So now it's like a fantasy. Now it is. It's like a movie. I'm assigning characters.
Yeah.
But I'm assigning the characters like what they look like and
voices.
Stuff.
Right.
But it's just, I don't know.
Not hearing just, voices. Like,
he
how
knocked
we,
on my door and I opened the door. Yeah. He looked very handsome
Yo,
to me.
Crying.
He came and kissed me on my neck.
But
he knew that
like
it was
a robot.
That's mine. I backed up and looked at him.
Yeah.
Like, you read it like that. I'm like, he knocked on my door and he's looking all. I'm like, yeah.
For real?
Yes.
Wow. I'm going to try it.
I'm going to try it.
Yeah, I'm going to try it.
Crazy.
Like, if you go through our text, like, if I go through our text messages, I can tell you how you said it. It's not the same every time.
Yeah. So if you're arguing with somebody, you read it in a mad voice?
In that person.
If we're in an argument, I'm reading it in how they would be communicating it to me. If I know that person, I'm reading it like,
in the tone of their voice. Like, I'm hearing it how they're,
I'm gonna try
how they're saying it.
Because mostly women, like all my homies I ask, they be like, nah, nigga, I read it. What?
Do y'all have imaginations?
Yeah. That's
but
crazy.
Not
the mind
voices.
Of a man, y'all.
That's just different.
Because we're so simple.
Very.
Like we do shit in the most simple way.
It sounds boring. I'm reading a book and I'm over here like, yeah. So he opened the door.
Like,
where is the like? That's crazy.
That's crazy as hell.
Yeah.
Now I'm gonna ask my homeboys that. Like,
yeah,
when you read
question,
my text messages, how am I coming across?
Right.
Exclamation point! Exclamation point! Exclamation point! That's it.
That's it.
Right.
It's like, boring.
You can tell.
Meanwhile, you're over here thinking you like showing excitement.
Right,
you
like this, what's up?
No, like I can understand. I'm not retarded. I mean, man, I'm not like, slow. Like I know it's excitement when you write it,
but
it's
not
your voice.
Right.
Like I could still, I know punctuations and all that.
Oh, no, it's funny. That's why, like, if I'm on Instagram or Facebook and I'm looking at comments and I know the people in the comments, I will be cracking up because I can hear everyone's
exactly
voices,
how
they're saying something. So I'm like, oh, I can hear your voice saying that shit. Just cracking
I've
up.
I've seen people write that, like, under comments and stuff. And I'm like, oh, I get when they say that. Like, if you have a catchphrase or something like that, then I get it.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah. Oh, it has to be a catchphrase, though.
Yeah, then I'll hear it.
Oh.
Like, if Wendy Williams...
How you doing?
If she write that,
okay,
I would hear that.
Yeah, she texts you, how you doing? All you're going to read it, how you doing?
No, I'm not going to read it that, but I understand what she was trying to say.
How you doing?
Right. Exactly. But, Yeah. What you got? One more?
Oh, did I have another one?
We'll do one more.
You got another one?
I ran out of mine on here.
Oh. If someone wants to know why you don't want to be friends with them on Facebook, what's the best answer?
Ooh. Mm. Now, are you're not friends yet? And because I got coworkers that I don't want to be friends with.
We don't need to be.
I got to see that they've done some wild shit. Like, they're the same type of person. Like, I think we're going to form a friendship to add them on Facebook for work.
I've had coworkers I've added as friends, but only like that little select. You know how you could.
Close friends?
Like, yeah, whatever it is. You know, you could put them in little things where they can only see certain things. Yeah, because right. I mean, look. You don't need to know all that.
Yeah. Getting too close. Yeah, me, I'm more like when I know you're like my type of person, right. Then we can then be friends.
Different, right.
On social media. But other than that, I'm cool on you being.
Yeah, I only became like friends with one person from my job. On social media.
I got family that I won't even add.
Like, yeah, I won't add my dad.
You still. That's what I'm saying. Exactly. No. Now, how do y'all feel about unfollow etiquette?
So I don't. So here's the thing with me. I don't block. I don't unfollow. If I unfollow, I don't really block. I don't delete. I don't unfollow.
What about you?
I've unfollowed somebody because they're so negative.
Yeah, it might.
Like,
yeah,
I don't want to see.
Yeah.
Like sometimes I was like, oh, you always talking, complaining.
Yeah,
like,
I've unfollowed. Like for
I
like
hate people
that,
get on
yeah.
Facebook and just be complaining.
Is it somebody you know?
Yeah. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to see it. I don't.
I don't follow you for putting a picture of a dead person in a coffin.
Oh,
you immediately
really?
Get
I remember that happened.
Yes,
and I was really upset about that.
Immediately,
really?
I didn't unfollow, but I was really upset.
I didn't delete as a friend, but I just unfollow, so I just don't see the content.
Yeah, certain things or people. There's one person I know. They will always post their food. It was so bad looking. Like,
oh yeah.
It looked like slop, and it was just like, wow. Yes, it was
just
definitely
so
on styrofoam,
basic, like,
and it
right.
was slop, and it was just like, I don't want to see this on my timeline,
like,
and that's all they would post, so it was like, all right, we gotta squash this.
So yeah, I'll do that, but I don't really delete or block, like, shit, see me, see all
now,
this fabulous.
Now, what about on the flip side, if somebody, you see somebody that you're cool with unfollows you?
I wouldn't even know.
I've noticed, I notice it not because something happened, I might notice because I comment on someone else's picture or post. And then I see that person, and I'm like, I haven't seen them in a while. I might click their name. Like, So I saw some girl from a restaurant I worked at the other day. She had a baby, and she had a twin sister. So I was friends with both of them, but I noticed I hadn't seen the baby in a while because the twin sister posted her nephew. And I said, oh, my God, he's getting so big. I haven't seen him. Then the sister commented, and I clicked her name. I said, she deleted me? Yeah. And we were cool. That was my little young girl. That was my girlfriend. Oh, okay. I'll notice. I can always tell if someone unfollows me.
Yeah, you could tell because after a while, you're like, hold up, we're not popping up on
they
each other.
Oh, okay. They don't interact. They don't say nothing. Or you might say, yeah, I posted this. Did you notice I posted? They'd be like, no, I didn't see. My brother had unfollowed. I took his phone. I said, because I never see you in my views. You never interact with my post anymore. He said, I didn't unfollow you. I took his phone. I said, you unfollowed me. He said, I didn't do it. He was like, huh?
A couple of days ago, one of my homegirls, she popped up. I'm like, and she popped up because somebody like, reposted,
okay.
So I'm like, damn, what
how
she
come I didn't see it? Yeah. Right, well, what's right?
So I click, I'm like, hold on, this is my homie, but we ain't talked in a while. So I look, she's not following me, so I'm like, wait a minute. So I hit her like, yo, what's good? She's like, yo, Maz, what up, bro? She kept being cool, so I'm like, yo, are we beefing? She was like, because I'd be wanting to know, like, because but I kind of had an idea what it was because she used to date my homeboy, right? Mm-hmm. And my homeboy moved on, and now, so I'm like, that could be it. She was like, fuck and then y'all. When I got married, we were supposed to, we did one in Mexico. That was, we were supposed to do one in Charlotte. But
I remember.
COVID messed everything up.
Yep, right.
So I was supposed to have a private one like in Mexico, which we did. And then the Charlotte one got canceled.
Yes. Right.
So a lot of people were like, yo, you're not going to do nothing? I'm like, no.
Yeah.
So she was like, I don't really want to see what you and your homie got going on. And then like, if we supposed to be fam, you never invited me to your wedding. I'm like, it got
it
canceled.
Was on what I see, but miscommunication.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
See, that's,
But you notice stuff like that because I'm never going to look for something until I can feel the vibe.
But that's how you know, right?
I noticed I was blocked from someone that I don't even check. Like, that's the craziest thing. People that have blocked me be people I don't check for. You don't ever have to block me because I'm not going to blow you up. I'm not going to do nothing crazy on your page. So, like, when people do all that crazy stuff, I'm like, you blocked me for what? I wasn't even checking for you.
Yeah. It is what it is, though. But, yeah, that's another episode of Mezz Drinks and Chill. Do y'all want to tap in with y'all socials, or y'all want to keep it low, high, not
mine's
LG?
Mine's private. I don't like
mine's private. I haven't been through some things.
It's all good. Y'all know where I'm at, Mezz Drinks and Chill, or Mezz Black Label. And we out of here. Appreciate y'all tuning in. I appreciate y'all coming through.
Thanks for
having
me.
Of course.
For sure. We got to do this again. It was a dope combo.
Of course.
Yes. Next time I'll have a drink.
Oh, yeah. All right. We out of here, y'all. Peace.